the foreign tongues of desire. Angie, an extremely overweight Colombian woman, stood proudly by her husband Rodrigo's side, her rotund belly announcing the arrival of their soon-to-be-born child. Little did the world know about the debauched history that led to her conception. In their prime, Angie Rodrigo, Deanna Lorena, and Lucy, all graduates of Universidad del Valle's prestigious foreign languages program, engaged in hedonistic foursomes that would make even the most seasoned libertine blush. Their trysts were marked by a lustful abandon as they surrendered to their carnal desires without restraint. Rodrigo, a virile and insatiable man, was the central figure in their erotic exploits. His thick, uncut cock and heavy, veiny balls were the focal point of their orgies. The women would often take turns fellating him, their eager mouths lavishing his shaft and balls with attentive, slovenly devotion. As Angie's pregnancy approached, the group's antics took a more sinister turn. In moments of private debauchery, they would swap Rodrigo's semen, each woman tasting and swallowing the potent fluid in a twisted display of co-ownership. This sinister ritual served to deepen their bond, making each of them co-creators in the conception of Angie's child. Their depravity knew no bounds. They would engage in obscene acts of anal play, using their fingers, tongues, and a variety of tools to probe Rodrigo's anus and stimulate his prostate. This would often lead to explosive, scream-inducing orgasms as Rodrigo's body surrendered to the relentless onslaught of pleasure. During these moments of carnal ecstasy, the women would alternate between passionate lip locks and lewd oral ministrations. Angie, always the hub of their degenerate circle, would frequently find herself caught in the throes of group lovemaking, her swollen breasts bouncing as she was kissed and fondled by her companions. Despite Angie's impending motherhood, the others remained fixated on the idea of impregnating themselves with Rodrigo's seed. Deanna Lorena, Lucy, and even Angie herself craved the divine experience of carrying Rodrigo's child within their wombs. For them, the prospect of bearing his offspring was nothing short of a miraculous blessing, a testament to the power of their shared faith and their unwavering devotion to the pleasures of the flesh. As the group stood together, basking in the glow of Angie's pregnancy, they knew that this was only the beginning of their twisted tale. With Rodrigo's semen now coursing through Angie's veins, the other women eagerly anticipated their own turn to be fecundated by his divine creation, and so their depraved cycle of lust and rebirth continued, bound together by the unbreakable threads of their shared obsession and the unquenchable thirst for forbidden pleasure.